Glory to Jesus Christ. We heard about two wonderful miracles from our gospel today. Two miracles, two wonderful things happened to two people in this reading. And we can ask that what was the trigger? How it happened that this God's power was present in these two cases? And the answer is clear. Those two people came approach Christ. They entered to God's presence with their request. But it's a little bit strange, because we can hear from gospel that there was a crowd. There were a lot of people who were touching Christ, moving him somehow, but no miracle. Only those two people experienced God's help, God's power. And it gives us, or it offers us, some kind of clue or key to understanding how we should approach God. How can we enter, or how we should enter to God's presence to experience His power and His grace? What was special in case of those two people? At first they were looking for Christ. They really came there to meet Christ. And their desire was because they were helpless. They found that they used all options they had to solve their problem. They realized that they are powerless and they need somebody who has power to help them. Did they have full theological knowledge who Christ is? For sure not. But they had faith that He has power to help them. So they approached Him, they were looking for Him with deep respect. You know, this Jairus, well, this was act of deep respect, how he approached Christ. That woman, she even didn't dare to ask Him something. She just wanted in secret to touch Him. Deep respect they had their hearts. And evidently, this was enough for God to start to act. The others, they didn't have this approach. They came from maybe curiosity, maybe they wanted to see something special. They didn't have this deep respect. They didn't need this need for God in their hearts. And nothing happened. And in this, we can find key for us how to pray, how to approach God, how to touch Him. And one question, you know, for us all, when we woke up today and we rise this Sunday, Did we bring to our mind this thought? In few moments, I am going to meet my God. In few moments, I am to approach living God, who is willing to give me eternal life. And this living God is going to enter to my heart. And did the thought put us in the this attitude of deep respect, love, even thought about, am I worthy to receive that? Am I worthy to approach this my God? Probably this thought is not very often in our minds. Probably we come to a church because it is Sunday and we should go and it's normal something. But in this we can be compared to this crowd who came to see Christ. But they were not open for his power to enter to their lives. Only those two people who came because they felt they, I need him, I need his power. Because I'm helpless, powerless. I need him to help me, and I have faith that he is going to help me. Those two people who came with this need, this desire, who found a way to come to this God's presence, and with this deep respect and faith, they tasted God's power in their life. And this can be our case too. This is how we are supposed to pray. This is how we are supposed to come for the liturgy or other services, with this desire to meet Christ, to touch him, to ask him, because we feel that we need his help, that we need his grace to save our souls. But this doesn't come from nowhere. This attitude, this way how we approach God, it's growing in us if we try to care about this, when we practice that. If I don't try to raise this or to bring this my attentiveness, this good attitude before my prayer, before I come to the church, before I really start to think about God, so it will be not present in our lives. And we will be missing a lot of good things which we can accept from our Lord just because we will be ignorant. It's good for us to start to practice that, to learn, and to come with the thoughts for the liturgy. And what will happen is that not only we'll see that God is really making miracles in our lives, but we will see ourselves in true light, really understanding who we are, and probably this is the biggest miracle God makes in our souls, when we know which direction to take, what to do to come to salvation. So I would like to encourage you to take this advice which comes out from this gospel. Let's try to practice this correct setting of heart and our mind before we start to pray, before we enter to the liturgy, before we approach God. This longing in heart for God, this calming of our thoughts, this deep respect and faith. And those are open doors through which God's grace comes to us and transforms us. Amen.